This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to apply the three-step mistake recovery process after you lose patient hearing mid-conversation. Recover your composure fast and repair the moment before it becomes a rupture. In short, losing patient hearing mid-conversation is not the end of the exchange. It is a recoverable moment, but only if you act quickly and honestly. The mistake recovery process gives you a clear three-step path. Acknowledge what happened, correct your course, and move on without dragging the lapse into the rest of the conversation. One honest reset earns more trust than pretending you were listening. The recovery itself, done well, can strengthen the connection more than a flawless conversation would. Speed matters. The longer you wait to acknowledge the lapse, the harder the repair becomes. Definition: the mistake recovery process is a structured three-step sequence, acknowledge, correct, and move on, used to repair a conversational misstep in real time. Applied to patient hearing, it restores genuine attention and relational trust after a lapse in listening focus during a difficult exchange. You are sitting with a colleague who has been trying to tell you something that clearly matters to them. Halfway through, your mind drifts. Maybe they said something that triggered a defensive reaction in you. Maybe you started composing your response before they finished. Maybe the emotion in the room just became too much and your attention folded inward to protect itself. Whatever the cause, you surface a few seconds later to find them still talking, and you have no idea what they just said. You are supposed to be practicing patient hearing. You are not. This is the moment most people handle badly. They nod along and hope nobody notices. They ask a vague question that reveals nothing, or they over-apologize and make the lapse the center of the conversation when it does not need to be. None of these work. The person across from you usually knows exactly what happened, and every second you spend covering it up costs you credibility. In Say It Right Every Time, I introduce the three-step mistake recovery process in Chapter 6, built precisely for moments like this. What follows is that process applied directly to recovering patient hearing mid-conversation, with the scripts you need, the mistakes that derail people, and a checklist you can carry into your next difficult exchange. Why losing patient hearing feels impossible to recover from. Most people treat a lapse in patient hearing as a small failure, but they respond to it as though it were a large one. That gap between the actual size of the problem and the fear it generates is what makes the recovery harder than it needs to be. Here is the truth of it. When you are dealing with a difficult person, your nervous system is already working against you. The moment someone becomes confrontational, defensive, or emotionally charged, your threat detection system activates. Researchers call this an amygdala hijack. Your brain redirects attention toward the perceived threat, which means attention flows away from the person's words and toward your own internal state. You are not failing to listen because you are lazy or careless. You are failing to listen because you are human, and the same protective circuitry that has kept people alive for thousands of years is temporarily hijacking your concentration. Understanding that does not excuse the lapse, but it does mean you can stop treating it as a character flaw and start treating it as a problem with a practical solution. The mistake recovery process exists for exactly this reason. It assumes you will lose the thread sometimes, especially in high-stakes conversations, and it gives you a way back that is faster, cleaner, and more trustworthy than any attempt to cover your tracks. What needs to be true before you try to recover? The three-step mistake recovery process works best when two things are already in place. First, you need enough self-awareness to notice the lapse. That sounds obvious, but many people operate on autopilot through entire conversations, nodding and making sounds of agreement while genuinely absent. If you cannot catch yourself drifting, you cannot recover from it. Building that awareness is a separate practice, but the short version is this: check-in with yourself every few minutes during a difficult conversation by asking quietly, "What did they just say?" If you cannot answer, you have drifted. Second, you need to have decided in advance that honesty is faster than concealment. This is a values decision as much as a tactical one. If you believe that admitting a lapse makes you look weak, you will try to hide it, and you will make things worse. If you believe, as I do after decades of watching this play out, that a direct acknowledgement earns more respect than a convincing performance, the recovery becomes straightforward. If both of those conditions are in place, you're ready to use the process. The three-step mistake recovery process for patient hearing. This is the framework I outline in Chapter 6 of Say It Right Every Time. The steps are acknowledge, correct, and move on. Each one matters. Skipping any of them produces a different, weaker result. Step 1. Catch the moment as it happens. You cannot recover from a lapse you have not noticed. The first step is developing the reflex to catch yourself the moment your attention leaves the conversation. The signal is usually a feeling of blankness. You look at the other person and realize you have no idea what they just said. Other signals include a sudden awareness that you've been mentally rehearsing your response, a flash of emotion that narrowed your focus inward, or a vague sense that time has passed. The moment you notice any of these, stop. Do not keep nodding. Do not keep generating sounds of agreement. The instinct to bluff through the gap is strong, but it compounds the problem. Catching the moment early, within a few seconds of the lapse, is what makes the rest of the recovery possible. Step 2. Acknowledge the lapse briefly and directly. This is the first formal step in the mistake recovery process. Acknowledge. Name what happened without excessive apology and without deflection. The script I use, and the one I recommend in the book, sounds like this. You know what? I don't think I caught that properly. Let me make sure I'm hearing you right. Can you say that again? Or in a more formal setting. I want to be honest with you. I don't think I gave that the attention it deserved. Could you repeat that last part? I want to make sure I understand. Notice what these scripts do not include. They do not include lengthy self-criticism. They do not include explanations for why you drifted. They do not turn the lapse into the subject of the conversation. An acknowledgement is brief, honest, and forward-facing. The goal is to signal that you are now present, and that you take the other person's word seriously enough to ask for them again. One thing I have learned, a sincere apology, as I describe it in Chapter 6, is not a performance of guilt. It is a promise to change behavior, starting immediately. The acknowledgement here is the promise in miniature. Step 3. Correct your listening posture. Correction, the second formal step, is not just about saying the right words. It is about physically resetting your attention. After you ask the person to repeat themselves, do 3 things before they begin speaking again. First, drop your shoulders and unclench your jaw. Tension in the body signals a closed mind, and the other person reads it whether they realize they are reading it or not. Second, make genuine eye contact, not the performative kind, but the kind that communicates I'm here, and what you say next matters to me. Third, put down anything you're holding, including your phone, your pen, and your mental to-do list. These are not decorative gestures. They are the physical form of patient hearing. When you correct your posture before they speak, you are not just changing how you look, you are changing your actual capacity to take in what comes next. The body and the mind move together. Step 4. Receive what they say without interrupting. When they repeat themselves, listen with your full attention. This sounds so obvious it barely seems worth saying, and yet it is the step most people fail on the second attempt. They feel relieved that the acknowledgement went well, and they relax their vigilance. The difficult person says something that triggers the same reaction as before, and the cycle begins again. Stay with it. If what they say stirs a strong reaction in you, name the emotion silently inside your own head. I am feeling defensive. I am feeling angry. Naming the emotion quietly reduces its power over your attention, a technique I have tested in hundreds of difficult conversations over the decades. You do not need to say it aloud. The naming alone creates enough distance from the feeling to keep you present. If you find yourself building a conversational thread and need help staying grounded, you might also find it useful to revisit how to start a difficult conversation that's blocking your team's synergy, particularly the preparation work before the conversation begins. Step 5. Paraphrase what you heard. After they finish, paraphrase. Do not repeat their words verbatim. Reflect the meaning back to them in your own language. Say something like, "So if I'm understanding you correctly, your concern is that right?" This does 2 things. It confirms to them that you heard what they said, which builds trust. It confirms to you that you actually understood, which is not always the same thing. Paraphrasing is the clearest signal that patient hearing has been restored. It costs almost nothing, and it transforms the atmosphere of the conversation because the other person finally feels heard. People who feel heard rarely escalate. The simple act of reflecting their meaning back is often the fastest route to lowering the temperature of a difficult exchange. Step 6. Move on without revisiting the lapse. The third formal step in the mistake recovery process is move on. Once the correction has been made and the paraphrase has been confirmed, the lapse is over. Do not return to it. Do not apologize again at the end of the conversation. Do not reference it the next day. Moving on is not the same as pretending it never happened. You have already acknowledged it. Moving on means trusting that the acknowledgement was enough and that the conversation's best chance is a clean, forward-facing path. I have seen people destroy a perfectly good recovery by circling back to the mistake at the end of a meeting, as if another apology were needed. It is not. The repair was made in the moment. Let it stand. This is what I mean and say it right every time when I write, that your ability to recover from a mistake with confidence is often more impressive than not making a mistake at all. The recovery, done right, builds a kind of credibility that flawless performance never can. Adapting the process for remote and video conversations. The three steps work the same way on a video call, but the execution needs adjustment. In person, your body language does a lot of the work during the correct step. A visible postural shift, a change in eye contact, a leaning forward, all of these communicate the reset before you've said a word. On a video call, those signals are compressed, delayed by bandwidth, or lost entirely against a flat background. That means the verbal component carries more weight. Be more explicit in your acknowledgement. Something like, I want to make sure I'm fully with you here. I don't think I caught everything you said. Can you run that by me again? Then confirm your understanding with a more complete paraphrase than you might use in person. The recover method is also worth having in your toolkit for video conversations that go further off the rails than a single lapse in patient hearing. When the whole conversation deteriorates, you need a longer recovery framework than three steps. One more thing about remote settings, text-based communication makes a lapse in patient hearing almost invisible, and that invisibility is dangerous. If you're working through a difficult conversation in writing, and you realize you misread or ignored something important, the same three-step logic applies. Acknowledge it explicitly in your next message. Correct by addressing the missed point directly. Then move forward rather than dwelling on the misread. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where people go wrong on the recovery. Three patterns consistently derail the mistake recovery process when it is applied to a lapse in patient hearing. The mistake. Over-apologizing during the acknowledge step. Why it happens. People feel genuinely guilty and let that guilt drive the response, turning a brief correction into an extended performance of remorse. What to do instead? Keep the acknowledgement to two sentences maximum. The other person does not need your guilt. They need your attention. The mistake. Using the paraphrase as a way to frame rather than reflect. Why it happens. You heard something you disagree with, and the paraphrase becomes a subtle redirection. So what you're really saying is the other person feels manipulated, not heard. What to do instead? Paraphrase the meaning they intended, not the meaning you would prefer. If you disagree, say so after you have confirmed understanding. The mistake. Treating the move on step as permission to forget the issue. Why it happens. Once the lapse is behind you, the relief is real, and it is easy to shift into autopilot and let your listening drift again within minutes. What to do instead? After the recovery, set a quiet internal checkpoint every 2 or 3 minutes. Ask yourself the same question you used in step one. What did they just say? Use the recovery as a reset, not a finish line. For a broader view of how conversational missteps damage team relationships over time, the piece on common communication mistakes that quietly destroy team synergy is worth reading alongside this one. It is also worth knowing that avoiding difficult conversations entirely is the longer-term version of bluffing through a lapse. Both strategies protect you from momentary discomfort at the cost of genuine connection. Your patient hearing recovery checklist. Use this before, during, and after any difficult conversation where patient hearing is at risk. Before the conversation. Number 1. Identify the specific trigger most likely to pull your attention inward. Is it a certain tone? A particular topic? Name it explicitly. Number 2. Decide in advance that honesty is faster than concealment if you lose the thread. Number 3. Set a physical anchor, a single object in your line of sight that will remind you to check your own presence every few minutes. During the conversation. Number 1. Check in with yourself every 2 or 3 minutes. What did they just say? If you cannot answer, you have drifted. Number 2. If you have drifted, stop. Do not bluff. Use the acknowledgement script. I want to make sure I heard that properly. Can you say that again? Number 3. Before they repeat themselves, drop your shoulders, unclench your jaw, and make genuine eye contact. Number 4. Receive their words without building your response simultaneously. If emotion rises, name it silently. Number 5. Paraphrase what they said and confirm you understood before moving on after the lapse is repaired. Number 1. Do not apologize again. The repair was made. Trust it. Number 2. Continue checking in with yourself. The recovery is a reset, not a guarantee. For more on rebuilding trust after a conversation has gone wrong, the guidance on how to apologize to a team member in a way that actually restores synergy extends the move on step into the territory of longer-term repair. And if the conversation breaks down more severely, recovering team synergy after a conversation goes catastrophically wrong will take you further. For building the listening habits that reduce lapses in the first place, the framework around how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy covers the receptive side of difficult exchanges in useful depth. The conversation is not over when you lose the thread. A lapse in patient hearing is a moment, not a verdict. I have sat across from difficult people for 60 years, in kitchens and boardrooms and conversations I would rather have avoided. And I can tell you this, the ones that mattered most were rarely the ones that went smoothly. They were the ones where something broke and got repaired honestly. The mistake recovery process does not make you flawless. It makes you trustworthy. And in a difficult conversation, trustworthy is worth far more than flawless. Apply the steps, acknowledge the lapse, correct your posture and your attention, and move on without carrying the weight of it into the rest of the exchange. That is the whole of it. The next difficult conversation you walk into, the mistake recovery process is your tool for turning a stumble into a step forward. Frequently asked questions. What is the mistake recovery process in communication? The mistake recovery process is a three-step sequence covering acknowledge, correct, and move on. Used when you fumble words or lose composure mid-conversation, it lets you repair the moment honestly and quickly without derailing the rest of the exchange. How do you recover patient hearing after you lose focus in a conversation? Stop, name the lapse briefly, and ask the other person to repeat what they said. Trying to hide the gap or bluff through it usually makes things worse. A direct, honest reset is faster and earns more respect than pretending you are listening. What should you say when you realize you stopped listening? Say something direct and brief. I want to make sure I heard that properly. Can you say that again? You do not need to over-explain. A short, honest acknowledgement followed by a genuine reset is enough to restore the conversation. Why is it hard to maintain patient hearing with difficult people? Difficult people often trigger defensive reactions that pull your attention inward. You start planning your response, managing your emotions, or bracing against the next provocation, all of which drain the attentional resources that patient hearing requires. The threat response is automatic. The recovery is a skill. How does the acknowledge step work in the three-step mistake recovery process? Acknowledging means naming the misstep clearly and briefly, without excessive apology or deflection. You say what happened, own it, and move directly toward correction. The goal is honesty without theater, because over-apologizing draws more attention to the lapse than the lapse itself did. Can the three-step mistake recovery process work in remote or video conversations? Yes. Though the correction needs to be more explicit. On a video call, you cannot rely on body language alone to signal that you have reset. Use a clear verbal acknowledgement. Ask the person to repeat their point and confirm you have understood before moving on. The steps are the same. The delivery needs to compensate for the thinner medium. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.